Hello, everybody. This is Iyabo Asani at CoachIyabo.com, and today I want to speak to you about a novel approach to grow your own business. We've seen with the BP oil crisis, with Enron, with the mortgage industry collapsing, with banks failing, one big issue that has come up a lot is about integrity. Now, let's address integrity. Integrity does not mean that every day, all the time, you're transparent and authentic and what you say is what you do. That's a really, really high standard. Things like the BP oil crisis will happen. Life happens, okay? So don't consider yourself a failure that you said you were going to do something and you didn't do it. Be kind, be gentle with yourself, and speak the truth. Well, I was going to get this out by a certain date, but I couldn't because da-da-da-da-da-da-da, whatever the reason is. And so what happens is, because we keep trying to cover up mistakes we've made, instead of being open about them to ourselves, maybe just our spouses, and just letting them go, we spend so much energy trying to cover that up that it starts to show up in our business. And so the way I want you to approach growing your business today is letting go of that emotional baggage that doesn't serve you. Stop trying to be someone you're not. Stop trying to be to fit in to anything. Be yourself and allow that being of yourself to be a receptive state where you attract people, opportunities, and business to you. That is how you draw and attract business, by being clearly you. For instance, let me give you an example. I'm very American. I've lived in this country since I was 16 years old. I've lived in America more than the years I lived in Africa, but I was born and raised in Africa. And a lot of times people don't know I have that African side to me. Well, when I started putting recipes and little linguistic nuances on my Facebook wall, it really opened up how people talk to me and how people connect with me. I really started seeing a direct increase in business the more I spoke about all of who I was, the more I spoke about mistakes I had made, the more I spoke about my background, the more I spoke about how I didn't get along with certain people, the more I tried to be clean. I mean, I didn't come at it with any negative heavy energy. I just came at it from a very clean energy. You know, if I don't like artichokes, I just say I don't like artichokes, and there are other people that don't like artichokes. But I love okra, and I spoke about okra recipes, and it turns out there were a whole slew of people that really did like okra, but they hid it because people mostly have a yuck reaction to okra. It's stuff like that that I'm talking about. Give yourself permission to be you, and then look for that as a way to grow your business. So for instance, if you like local networking events, but your business coach is telling you, please blog, 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 be on Twitter. Well, there's no point you're doing all of that if you're not aligned with it, if it's not who you are, if it's not living your truth. So go on and go to your networking business, your networking opportunities. What I'm asking you for is the opportunity for you to express who you are and put it out there and really express yourself. So that's my message to you today. Be yourself. Connect with who you are and show it off. It's attractive. It's beautiful. The world is hungry for it. And so, for instance, the way I grow my business is always by asking for referrals. So I'm asking you for referrals today. If you want to grow your business, if you want a great way to grow your business in a way that's custom made for you and comfortable for you, then please see me. I work with solopreneur service professionals, and I help them grow and expand their business and increase their income potential. So please contact me by sending me an email at coach@coachiyabo.com. Now that was easy, wasn't it? Bye.